Chitika, musavimverera kwarera.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit sports drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Roma Ward 20 councillor raises alarm over rising number of junkies in Roma Ward. Uncollected garbage at New Market worry Mukushi residents. In African news, a firm the safari park are shut as the deadly floods strike South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Roma Ward 20 councillor in Lusaka's Mandevu constituency, Luca Piri, has expressed concern over the increasing number of junkies in the area. Mr. Piri says the situation requires concerted efforts from all stakeholders to curb the growing social problem. He has blamed some parents for allegedly shielding their children from the law when they are arrested, noting that such actions only worsens the problem. The council has also called on the church and other community structures to come on board and help address the rising trend of substance abuse among youths.
It is a problem that involves all of us. It involves people like you from the media space. It needs church leaders to get on board. It needs the police. It needs all of us. But we've had a situation where sometimes there's resistance. Mwana, akuba, tamteka police. The first person to resist the arrest is the parent. But the next time, but we tried, people think that mwana tamtenga, tamtenga police, and she took no mangisa. But we have people that we talk to. We talk to DEC to help if they can intervene in helping that the child is goes to rehab. So we've been working on it, but I can admit that we've had a lot of challenges.
Residents of Mukushi district have expressed concern over the uncollected garbage at the New Market, saying the situation is posing a serious health risk to members of the public. The residents explained that the accumulation of uncollected waste could lead to the outbreak of diseases, especially in areas that are closer to homes and trading places.
Ato amku bomba. No me fuma bomba ni mpinshi. Bamwe ngufu apendera makubantu nango bamwe ngufu ainshi. Because it is challenge. Tabale bombe rap. Nama kwata ma moto kayonze. Icha kusola, cha kubika mu matipa, kyonze na vakwata. Nomba ni shi CDF. Ile angalira pisa. Ah wow, vika boy kisha poli.
Na kamiri cheche kawe tata. Muno mu mushi muri abana. Nomba amalwele akaputuka efi. Ifita vile moneka buino, uku keep Zambia clean, ile pila finishi, maa problem saya. Ifi, ni chitatuwe bomba buino fi. Mweba le tungulula, mweba chikumi wetu apapata. Tuleke shia nipo, mweleka, mweba kanso. Wa kanso, nchi choshia ni wa kanso, kukuleke sa pabusa ali. Numa mwele ya fende mwkwa bula, mwele ta mwele, mwka tupelo mchi.
And in response, a Mukushi Town Council chairperson, Nelson Chilemu, apologized to residents for the delay in garbage collection, attributing it to a breakdown of the TLB machine. He assured the public that the equipment will be repaired soon, adding that in the meantime, a tractor has already been deployed to collect the garbage.
We have delayed to collect garbage and it has accumulated for almost 2 months now. Not because that's what we want, but because we depend on a POB that's lost. Because the number of workers that we have are very few. So our POB, which is like the one that lifts the garbage to put in a tipper, at the breakdown. Number one, the first breakdown was hydraulic pipe. Were broken and it took time to purchase them. Then secondly, the tires also got finished completely. And so the Department of Procurement had come to procure the tires. And they are delayed. Actually, if you look at them.
The Kitwe City Council, KCC, has begun relocating traders from Chisokoni Market's one-way street to the newly constructed Green Market shelter. Council Public Relations Officer Kafula Mtale confirmed this to Kombon Radio News, stating that over 530 traders who were registered and captured have shown full compliance with the relocation exercise, with many welcoming the move. Ms. Kafula says the relocation aims to provide a safer and more conducive trading environment, especially during the rainy season, while also restoring the one-way road for smooth traffic flow. She stated that traders and not captured during the initial registration will be allocated a space once the 530 registered traders are accommodated. Ms. Kafula has since appealed to traders operating in undesignated areas to utilize their constructed markets within their communities.
A total of 530 traders who were operating along the one-way street are currently being relocated to the newly constructed Chisokoni Green Market shelter, and so far the traders have been compliant during this exercise and have expressed positive responses during this development. The local authority would like to confirm that the traders who were not captured during the initial registration exercise will be accorded with trading spaces once the 530 that were registered have fully been allocated. This initiative does aim to provide traders with more conducive trading spaces while also restoring the one-way road for smooth traffic flow.
The Zambia National Association of Sawmillers, ZNAS, has bemoaned the challenges of facing the sawmill industry, particularly with Zambia Forestry and Forest Industries Corporation, ZAFICO, shifting focus to value addition, a move described as limiting access to round wood for sawmills, threatening thousands of jobs and the industry's survival. Association General Secretary Derek Chilatu expressed frustration that despite their efforts to engage with the government, their concerns have fallen on deaf ears. Mr. Chilatu stated that despite their concerns having been raised for a long time, it seems every government has turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to their cries.
As a people now, has decided to go into value addition. So what that means is there's only a small portion that they've allocated for sale to the sawmillers, which means the sawmillers have no access, bigger access to round wood. They'll have only a small access because Zafico is now value addition and Zafico is also on the market. So the sector isn't to the best of how it can be. The sector is limping. So many things can be done and so many things can be put in place to just improve the sector. Zafico going into a value addition puts a sawmiller in a very awkward place because it now reduces the sawmiller to a trader. You know, you buy from Zafico, then you're offload on the market. How we wish government can give an ear to the cry of a sawmiller. The Zambia National Association for Sawmillers.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Mandela.